Okay, Thon? Okay. Okay, so Bez Hashem this Sunday we won't be having Shir, and Monday we'll continue Bez Hashem. Okay, this week's Parshas Kisisa, Parshas Parah. And I'd like to tie it. The kunz always is to tie in the Parsha with the Dalal Parshas. So every year we try to do it in a different way. So I'd like to share the following Mahalach with you. Pesuk says, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe Lemor, Vata daber al Bnei Yisrael Lemor, Ach esapsosoi tishmoru. That you should keep Shabbos. Ki osi beini uveinechem ludorosechem vadas ki ani Hashem mekadishchem. So we know a yisod in Chazal that whenever there's an ach, it's coming to memait. V'hayisa ach sameach. Well, that's a question. There the Gemara says l'rabos, but the question is, it should be really ach b'yom arishon tashpisu. That means that not the whole day. You have to. Normally we think that already the whole day there are Pesach is also b'chomet. Ach means only from Chatzos on is also midaraisa. Ach is coming to be memait. Ach in v'rakin a miyutin him. So what is the miyut over here? Ach hashab sosai tishmoru. So Rashi says, Ach hashab sosai tishmoru. Oh, okay. Rashi says, Ach hashab sosai tishmoru, says Rashi. Aval pisha to you redufim, whose reason is reasons hamalacha, Shabbos al titcha mipaneha. So Rashi learns Achashab Sosai Tishmoru, they're talking about the Melechas HaMishkan. That even though the whole week long you're going to be involved in the Melechas HaMishkan, you're going to be involved in building the Mishkan, not on Shabbos. Shabbos, you're not allowed to do the Mishkan. You can't work on the Mishkan on Shabbos. So Ach comes to exclude the Mishkan, that there shouldn't be any melacha regarding the Mishkan on Shabbos. That's how Rashi learns the miyut over here. That Shabbos is nismait from melachas haMishkan. Now this is peculiar, as the Ramban points out. Because normally, if there's going to be ach by Shabbos, pashtus is it should be memait in Shabbos itself. Here, it's really saying that nothing is permitted. In other words, a heter to mechal Shabbos. That's in Lechora what ach should be. Here, it's saying Shabbos is nismait from the opportunity of doing the Mishkan. But that makes more sense if there would be an ach by the Mishkan. Then you say the Mishkan is limited, then you don't do it on Shabbos. But this ach is by Shabbos, so this is a chiddush, the way Rashi learns. That it's saying that Shabbos is nismait from Melechas HaMishkan. The Ramban doesn't like this pshat. Ramban says, page 3, Afo pishit yu redufim zrizis ha-meloch al titcha Shabbos b'fanech. Kol achim v'rakim miyutin v'mait Shabbos v'melechas HaMishkan. Loshin Rashi. V'lo niskaven etzli. Kifim midrash rabboseinu ba'achim v'rakim miyumait b'shmiris ha-Shabbos. Poshup shat, it should be a miyut and shmir Shabbos. Right? An ach by Shabbos. Ki a miyutim etzlam b'chol mokom yimatu b'dover ha-metzuvah bo. In other words, the miyut is, if the ach would be by Mishkan, so then I understand that you understand that Mishkan is not knowing b'Shabbos. But here the ach is by Shabbos, so it should be a diminution within Hilchah Shabbos. So therefore the Ramban gives a different shot. Avalamiyot hazeh, says the next paragraph, lemila
or lepikuach nefesh. The kayotze behen shein dochin es haShabbos. That the pshat by shab ach es shabsosai, that there's a miyut. The miyut is that when it comes to pikuach nefesh, you don't have to keep Shabbos. And it comes to bris milah, you don't have to keep Shabbos. And that says, and that's Yerushalmi. Go to Yerushalmi here. You happen to have it on the next page here. Yerushalmi. Minayin shesafik defashos dochas haShabbos. That not only vaday pikuach nefesh is dochas Shabbos, but even if it's a safik, Yishem Rimeochan achas shabsoyosai tishmaru miyut. So in other words, what Ramban is just pointing out to Yerushalmi, that the Pashut Pshat is that when there's a miyut by Shabbos, it's not a miyut that Shabbos is excluded. It's a be a miyut that in a certain situation you're allowed to docha Shabbos. Namely, if there's a bris milah. Namely, if there's pikuach nefesh, even suffik pikuach nefesh. So you have a machlokas between Rashi and the Ramban. I mean, everyone agrees. It's not like they are arguing lahalacha. Rashi also agrees that pikuach nefesh is docha Shabbos, and Rashi also agrees that mila is docha Shabbos. It's just what is the kavana that ach is a miyut. So Rashi says it's to be ma'id Shabbos from melechas hamishkan, and the Ramban says it's to be ma'id that Shabbos, you don't keep Shabbos when it comes to pikuach nefesh, and you don't keep Shabbos when it comes to bris mila. So there's a chasam sofer. Came across several years ago. Always kept in mind. He makes a very important comment. He says, "Ach on page 5. Ach shab sosai tishmor ko osi beinu beinechem l'dorosechem l'daski aneshev kashish dishchem." Rabba peir she'ach bal ma'it pikuach nefesh mimila shadochim haShabbos. Mismichus apashel meidim shemleches. A Mishkan ain't a docha Shabbos. That was, if you put together the Ramban and Rashi, I mean, all these things are true. The Ramban agrees to what Rashi says. Rashi agrees to what Ramban says. It's just, where do you learn it out from? So it comes out like this. Now, Mishkan is like the holiest place in the world. The Mikdash, the Mishkan, right? There's Ashros HaShchina. Yet, Shabbos is considered more important than the Melechas HaMishkan. So Shabbos is considered even on a higher madrega than the Mishkan. Right? So Mishkan is holy, Shabbos is even holier. Yet, a human being's life is even holier than Shabbos. So you have in the hierarchy of very, very holy things, you have the Mishkan, and you have Shabbos even higher than that, and then you have Nefesh Yisrael, Kedushis Yisrael, is even higher than that. So says the Chasam Sofer. Im kein shmamina melechas hamishkan shei in gadol ma'od. Melechas hamishkan is very important. Fafal pike nitche b'pnei Shabbos. Uvchol zo Shabbos nitche b'pnei b'kuach nefesh. Muchach ki gadol la kedushis Yisrael. You see here how great the concept of kedushis Yisrael is. V'yoseh kodosh v'choshev b'nei Hashem nefesh Yisrael mishabbos. One nefesh Yisrael is holier than Shabbos. We mean kol shekein mibinyan beis hamikdash. So you see, our Musar Haskel, that the holiest thing we have, you would think, oh, the holiest thing is the beis hamikdash, or the holiest thing is Shabbos. No, the holiest thing in Judaism is the kedushas Yisrael of a person. V'zeh kama aza avas hakadosh baruch hu Yisrael samach shmir Shabbos achem leches hamishkan she Shabbos docho sa. In other words, that's the point. It was, you had the Melechas HaMishkan, and we have Shabbos right next to it to teach us that it's not Docha Shabbos. And then, at the same breath, the Torah wants to tell us, so Shabbos is so holy, but you should realize that even though Shabbos is so holy, it's more holy than the Mishkan and the Mikdash, but there's something even holier than that. And that's Pikuach Nefesh. And that's the life of a person. That in other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed the Shechina in the Mokom HaMikdash. He showed the Shechina on Shabbos. But the Iker Mokom that he showed the Shechina is in the Jew, in every single Yid. And that hierarchy you see from the fact putting the Rashi and the Ramban together, because they both agree with each other in the halacha. The only question is, what are you learning out from Ach? You see this beautiful yisod, that the holiest thing that we have in Judaism is not the Mikdash, it's not Shabbos, but it's Kedushas Yisrael. And just the other week, Dr. Lamb was giving a Sichas Musar, and he pointed out a Tana de Be'el Yahu on page 6, which I thought was very apropos. For Omar Li Rebbe, Shnei Dvarim Yesh Ba'olam. So I don't know who's speaking, the Eliyahu Navi speaking, the Tanit Eliyahu, who's speaking here. There's two things in the world. Vani Ovam Bilvavi Ava Gemura. There are two things in the world that I love. Ve'elohein, Torah v'Yisrael. Torah and Klal Yisrael. Aval eini yodea eizem mehem kodem. But I don't know, of those two, which is more important. Amartel b'ni, Dakim shal b'nei odem ormim Torah kadma. Many people say Torah is most important. Shenemar Hashem kanein reshis goko. Aval ani omer, but I say differently, Yisrael kodmu. Shenemar kodesh Yisrael Hashem reshis tivuasa. That Kodesh Yisrael Hashem, they're the Rashis, Klal Yisrael. And that's what it says in the Talmud of Eliyahu. There was the two finalists, a Torah of Yisrael. Those are the two finalists. But who's the final winner of the most chashiv thing? Is Klal Yisrael. And that's Kedushas Yisrael. Rav Shechter once said a very interesting hezber, and where does the Kedushas Yisrael stem from? So he quoted the Gemara that we've seen in the past on page 7 in Chavavah Medbeis in Maseches Megillah. It says, Tana Rabbanan, Tashmishei Mitzvah Nizrakim. We know that if you have tzitzis, so after you finish using the tzitzis, you use it, or a shofar or whatever, so you can throw it away. You put it in a separate bag, not with the rest of the garbage, but you don't have to put it in Shemus. Right? Tashmishei Kedusha, but if you have tefillin, mezuzah, and you're not using it anymore, you have to put it in Shemus, Nignozim, you have to put it in the Gnezi, you have to bury it. Ve'ilein tashmishi mitzvah, what are tashmishi mitzvah? Sukkah, lulav, shofar, tzitzis. Ve'ilein tashmishi kedusha, tumus ki svarm, tefillin, mezuzah. Tik shal sefer Torah, v'narti, tefillin, mezuzah, sefer. That the tashmishi mitzvah, a lulav, shofar, tzitzis. So after you finish with these things, you can throw out your lulav, you can throw out the shofar, you can throw out the tzitzis. But Tashmishi Kedusha is the tefillin, the mezuzah, or even the bag that you put the tefillin in is Tashmishi Kedusha, and even after you finished using it, you can't throw it out, you have to put it in Geniza. So when we discussed, we had a packet on Shemus, last Shavuos, and earlier this year. So Rav Shechter in the Eretz HaTzvi on page 8, he says, "Inei bechiluk habraisa the Megillah, shall bein tashmish mitzvos and nizrakim, bein tashmish kedushas and nignozim." What's the chiluk? So he quotes, and we said this over, that the difference is, in other words, lachora, tefillin is also a tashmish mitzvah. Why do you say tefillin is tashmish kedusha? What's a tashmish mitzvah? An item that I use to do a mitzvah. So I use a lulav to do a mitzvah. I use a shofar to do a mitzvah. So why don't you say the same thing? I use tefillin to do a mitzvah. So it's also tashmish mitzvah. So Rav Shechter quotes that the chiluk is shebkulam yeshvem kedushas ksav. That the chiluk is that to get the status of tashmish kedusha, you have to have kedushas ksav. By tefillin there's osius of ksav. By lulav there's no osius. By shofar there's no osius. Kedushas Ksav. So Kedushas Ksav, that's already, that gives it its Kedusha. That's the chiluk between Tashmish Mitzvah and Tashmish Kedusha. That's what he quotes here, based on Rav Chaim Volozhiner, etc. So now, Rav Shechter wants to suggest that maybe that's where the Kedusha of a Jew stems from. In other words, a Jew, is a Jew like Tefillin, or is he like Sukkah, Lulav? When a person's dead, Achamei Veshim, you got to bury him. You have to put him in Shema, so to speak. You have to, you know, you can't just throw out the body. It's Nignas, it's Nikbar. So says Rav Shach al derech zeh goes down. Hayanir levar hevdel shebein gaduf Yisraeli leguf hanochi. But by a goy there's no halacha of kavura. So what's the chiluk? The leg mitzvah kavura al b'Yisraeli v'lo b'nochrim. The guf hanochri dino kitashmish mitzvah. Because the nochri, what did he do in his life? So if he's a good nochri, he kept the Zion mitzvahs b'nei Noach. So his body was a vehicle to do mitzvahs. But when he's finished doing mitzvahs, the body doesn't have kedusha anymore. Masha'en ken guf ha-Yisraeli dino kitashmish kedusha. But a Jewish person's body is a tashmish kedusha. Why? So he says in the second column, "Al pi yisod zvarin akod me nirolomer, dafke kedut gush Yisrael mivnei shaloba Torah, yesh b'chalos shem shal tashmish kedusha." Because a Jew has in him kedushas ksav, because the Torah is written on his heart, the Torah that he learns. So therefore he's like tefillin, he's like sefer Torah. So therefore, even after he dies, he still has kedusha. So he's Nigdas, not Nizra. And he says, but Guch Nochri doesn't. And then he says, Vafil b'Yisrael shuma oma oris. And even a Jew who never learned Torah in his life, lo asat b'Torah klal kol yamav, b'kol mokom taimalon, the Gemara says in Nida, that when he was in his mother's womb, they teach him Torah. Right? But so there's an imprint. There's still going to be an imprint on him from that Torah that he learned with Me'imo. So every Jew has that Kedushas Ksav of Torah on him. And that's where the Kedusha comes from. The Kedushas Ksav that he has, that's Chokuk al-Libo. So that's the idea of Osei. And that is even higher than the Sefer Torah itself. Because the Jew is the living Sefer Torah, as they say. And that has more Kedusha than the Mishkan, more Kedusha than Shabbos. And the Chasam Sofer says that's why these three halachas were put all together. To teach you that Mishkan, but Shabbos, you can't still do the Mishkan on Shabbos, so Shabbos is better than Mishkan. But Pikuach Nefesh is better than Shabbos, because person's life. So these three things are put together. Teach us that Kedusha Yisrael is more important than Kedusha Shabbos, and it's more important than Kedusha Mikdash. And as Rav Shach explains, that comes from the Kedusha Ksav of the Lima Torah that he did in his life, or the Lima Torah that he did to Me'imo. Well, in this week's Parsha as well, we have another important lesson about Kedusha Yisrael. We know in this week's Parsha, Parshas Kisisa, it mentions the spices of the Ketoros. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, on page 10, Kach lecha samim naftafu shcheles, v'chelben asamim levon ezocha bad v'vadiya. You have the different spices of the Ketoros, right? Nataf, shcheles, and all different spices came together to make the Ketoros. So the famous Gemara in Krisos, on page 12. Amar of Chana bar Bizna, Amar of Shimon Chasida. Kol tainis she'ein bo miposhi Yisrael ain a tainis. Any tainis that the tzibur has to have everyone in the tzibur, even the poshi Yisrael. The tzibur means everybody. And we learned that out. So if you don't have even the Poshe Yisrael, you're lacking from the Tzibur. It's not a complete Tzibur. So it's not a good Tainus. And what's the Raya? The Raya is from the Ketoros. Because Ketoros have different spices. Now, not every spice smelled good by itself. Like the Chelbana didn't smell good. But yet, to have a kosher Ketoros, you had to have the Chelbana there also. It's bad smell, but still, so you see that the Ketoros wouldn't be a proper Ketoros unless the Chelbana was there also. So that means the Kedushas Yisrael of the Tzibur is the whole Tzibur. You can't say, well, this person is no good, so he shouldn't be in the Tzibur. No, every Jew is part of the Tzibur. And Kedushas Yisrael of the Tzibur means the entire Tzibur. And there's a very famous vort. I heard it originally in Marash HaKolel in the summer of 78 by Rabbi Abel, who's now a Rebbe in JC. So he told over this vort, this Meshachachma, to us in the summer of 78. So it's a very important Meshachachma that you should know. It's one of the, you know, very important Meshachachma. The Meshachachma is commenting on the pasuk in Yeshaya, in the Chazon Yeshaya, page 13, where the Navi is complaining that the people are stealing and cheating, and he compares them to stone, right in the first line on the right side. Kistom hayinu la'amora diminu, that Klal Yisrael is like the people of stone, and they were stealing from one another, and they weren't a united community. And then, so the Navi says to them, if you're like stone, like, so what point is it that you go ahead and bring karbonis? I don't need your karbonis if that's the way you're going to act. Right? Lamali rov, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Lamali rov zivcheichem yomar Hashem. You know, what do I need it for? So then, the Navi says, Pasuk Yud Gimel, lo sosivu havi mincha shav. Don't bring the korban mincha anymore. It's vain. I don't need it. Ktoris, the Ktoris that you bring, Toeva Hili. It's an abomination. Because meaning, if you people are not acting right, and you're bringing these karbanas, I don't want it, Hashem says. So the mincha is a mincha shav. The Ktoris is a Ktoris Toeva. So the Meshachachma asked the Kasha, why is it that the Navi in Pasuk Yud Gimel harps on these two particular karbanas? Why didn't it say that the shlomim is no good? Or the, I don't know, the, you know, why is it that was mincha shav and ketores toeva were put together? Why is that? So the Meshachachma has a beautiful explanation. And you can read the whole thing, page 14 and page 15. And he quotes, he says like this. Both the mincha and the ketores represent the idea of achdus, the idea of the community coming together in achdus. How so? Well, ketores, we said how so, because ketores represents the various spices coming together. Even the spice that spells not so good comes together. So ketores, we know how it represents achdus. What about mincha? So page 15, he quotes, he named mincha ain't a kreva b'shutfen. That a korban mincha, you can't have, in other words, a yachid can bring a korban mincha, but you can't have partnership. You can't have partners bringing. There's a lot of korbanas, a yachid can bring it, and shutfen can bring it, and tzibur can bring it. But mincha can only be brought either by the yachid or by the tzibur, but not partners. Rak b'yachid uv'tzibur ba mincha. Why? Lefi shatzibur b'chal yosu k'mo yachid shu ish echad. Meaning because a yachid is one person, a tzibur is one unit. Shutfen is, and the Ramban Chumash explains in Vayikra, based on Rashi, that, you know, any, it's a different machlokas, but Rashi's opinion is anything you buy from the machatzis shekel, that gets a din tzibur. But if it's not from the machatzis shekel, you can have a million Jews bringing it, but it's not one fund, so it's not considered a tzibur, it's just shutfen. It's just a partnership. A tzibur is it's funded from the machatzis shekel. So mincha is a korban that it's only brought by a yachid or by a tzibur, because a tzibur is also one unit, not for shutfen. So the point is like this. Both the Korban Mincha and the Ktoris represent the Maila of the community as one unit. Mincha represents so, because Mincha has to be brought only by the Yachid or the Tzibur. If it's Shutfen, it's no good. If it's more than one unit, it's not a good mincha. And Ketores as well. So what the Navi is saying is, you people are disunified. So when you bring a korban mincha, even though you bring it with the community, your community is not one unit. So your mincha is a mincha shat. And your Ketores, the whole point of the Ketores is the different things coming together. But you people aren't unified. So your Ketores is a sham also. Your Ketores is a Ketores Taleva. Hine mincha ein a kreva b'shutvim. Rak b'yachid. Uvitzibor ba mincha. Lefishatzibor hu b'chalayusu kubo yachid shu ish echad. V'chal echad mo'el chaveiro. And each one helps. Moshe kol eiver mo'el chaveiro. Just like you have one body. One, your hand helps your foot. Your foot helps your hand. Chekeven shehitzidu malas ha'achtos. V'chal echad rotzal uvno l'chaveiro. V'hoyu kiktsine sdom v'amoro. In kein kol echad nivdal b'fnei atzmo. In Cain lo sosifu havi min chashav. Chek Torah shekol echad mispasi mechaveiro. In other words, the idea is that each one by themselves might not have a good smell, especially the chelbana, but they come together, it's a good smell comes even from the chelbana. Avok shalva kol echad mefuzer b'tnei atzmo lo ktoros te evahid. Kmo shi b'far tuyo. Because then, the ktoros, each thing stands by itself. Then the chelbana stands by itself. Doesn't have a good smell. It's only because everything is welded together. So therefore, if you're not ba'achtus, so memela, the mincha is a mincha shav, and the ktoros is a ktoros to'eva. So that's the idea, that in this week's parsha, not only do we see the idea of the kedushas yochid, that Shabbos is greater than Mishkan, and pikuach nefesh is greater than Shabbos, you also see the maila of the whole tzibur together, because that's represented by the what? By the ktoros. And that's the Meshech Chochmah's word. And I want to say as well that it could be another idea that the Kedusha of Yisrael, of a Yochid, is so great because every Jew by himself is part of the Tzibur. So even the Kedusha's Yochid stems from the Kedusha's Tzibur. Because really, Tzibur is really what's the Iker. But every Jew is part of the Tzibur. So even when he's alone, he's part of that community. Like Rav Shachter mentioned in Sichas Musa, whatever you do a mitzvah, every mitzvah you do should be together with the community. And even though you might be stuck on a desert island and you're alone, you should have in mind that you're doing it to be part of the Jewish community in the broad sense of the word. And that's what the Pasuk says in Yisro. It says, Vayomer Hashem Moshe, Reid Ha'ed Ba'am. That give warning to the people that they shouldn't go up to the mountain. Pen yersu al Hashem, v'nafal mimenu rov. That because maybe they'll run up to the mountain and then they'll be killed as a result. So says Rashi, page 17, v'nafal mimenu rov. Kol ma sheyipol mehem afiu hu yichidi chashav lefanei rav. That even one Jew, if he would get killed, Hashem says, I call that rav. I call that a lot. Because every single person in the Jewish community is tied up with the rest of the community, as it's explained, so he's considered also a part of a tzibur in his own right. Every yochid is a tzibur, because he's connected. It's not like the Jewish community is a bunch of yechidim. Every yochid is part of the tzibur, so mele, every yochid has a din tzibur. So the pasuk saying that if even one person would go up to Har Sinai and get killed, that's called the nafal mimenu rav. That's called as if many got killed. And that's what, take a look first on page 19. That's what the famous Mishnah says. Nivra adam yechidi. Why did Hashem create the world with one person originally? That if one person died from Klal Yisrael, that's like a whole olam. And anyone who's mekayim nefesh achas miYisrael is if he's mekayim olam olay. So these are famous mamar. But I saw in Rav Chaim Pardes is. Sefer, he points out an interesting Rambam, which I wasn't aware of, that he uses an interesting Lashon on page 18. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Ishus, Perek Tezvav Halacha Tezayin. He says, Apo pi shekeim adam mitzvah piri v'rivya, even though the man was Mekayim mitzvah piri v'rivya, he has a son and a daughter, He still should have more kids. Why? So now the Rambam writes, similar to what the Mishnah says, Shekol hamosif nefesh aches b'Yisrael ki'ilu bono olam. That anyone who's mosif nefesh aches, he's like bono olam ole. Because every yachid is nafal mimena rav, is considered like an olam ole. Like an olam ole. Because every yachid has kedushas Yisrael. And that's what the part is quotes the Sefer Chassidim on page 20. Seer Adam, if you cause tsar to one person, ki'il tsir olam ole. Shekol masha ba'olam yesh ba'adam. That if you mitzayer one person, it's like you mitzayer an olam ole. Because that's the highest level, Rabosai. The highest level, someone asks, what's the holiest thing in Judaism? It's not the Kotel, it's not the Beis HaMikdash, it's not Shabbos, it's Kedushas Yisrael. And that's what the Tana Devi Eliyahu says. Wasn't sure, was it Torah or was it Yisrael? And he says, Yisrael, Kodesh Yisrael Hashem, Reishis Tuwasa. Kol HaMetzayer, Nefesh Achas Yisrael, Kiyul Metzayer Olam Molech. And Rabosai, this all ties into Parshas Parah. How so? So the pasuk says Zos Chukas HaTorah. By Parshas Parah says Zos Chukas HaTorah Shativa Hashem Limor Taber Al Bnei Yisrael Vichu Elecha Parah Aduma Tzmima. You should get a Parah Aduma She'en Bamum Shalo Alo Alecha Ol. So what's this lashon? The Rachaim Hakadosh wants to know what does it mean Zos Chukas HaTorah. Tzarech l'das, lama kina l'mitzvah zu sham klos ha-Torah. In other words, Zos Chukas ha-Torah is much more a general statement. This is the law of the Torah. Why are you speaking about the Torah in general when you're speaking about Parah Aduma? Shayel omar Zos Chukas, this is the Chukas. What's ha-Torah? Or Zos Chukas ha-Tumah, it's Chukas ha-Tara. Zos Chukas, like the Pasuk says, Zos Chukas ha-Pesach. It doesn't say Zos Chukas ha-Torah. Why is it the whole Torah is brought into here to Parah Aduma? So he says the following. Second column, fourth line. He's bar in your Pima Shomru Parak Basu the Nozir, Pasko Rambam Paskins, Tachas Tumas Mesh, Ain Kusi Nasir Tommy Mace. Right, this is requires a whole pack and a whole shear, but the Rambam Shita is that Goyim aren't Matame B'meis. Rambam Shita is you can't touch them, but you can be in the same room with a dead. A Kohen can be in the same room with a dead body if it's a Goy. But a Kohen can't touch it. Not everyone agrees. The Machlokas Rishonim. But apparently, according to Shita's Rambam, the idea of Tumas Meis by Goyim is less than it is by a Yisrael. Zelashon Shim Shog, Noga B'meis, Noso, Hail Elov, Beikun Moshe Lo Noga. So why is Klal Yisrael different? Why is Klal Yisrael different than this Tumah by Klal Yisrael? Tumas Meis, not, and by Goyim it's a lower level. He says, Hinei, second line, third column. Hinei, Hevdel Shabohurmu Am Yisrael, Mishar HaGoyim. This is sort of like what Rav Shechta said. Where does the Kedusha come from? Hu Behemtzos Kabbalas HaTorah. That's from Kabbalah Satorah. Shazul Zehine Kol HaGoyim Beis Yisrael. Without that, we're like everyone else. We're like Kol HaGoyim. Me'ata Ta'amnu Suf Dvash Imre Kel B'masha Omar Zos Chukas HaTorah. Perish Chukas Zushal Tuma U'tanai Tarasa Tesov Me'atorah. Yedei Shekiblu HaTorah Nasu Omar Yisrael Dov Sharuchnim Hashveim Te'evim Lidobek Mehem. Yosem Chativuch Shal Kedusha Al Yonim Chayim Gam B'mosem. In other words, apparently, whenever there's a lot of Kedusha and the Kedusha leaves, that's when there's a great level of Tumah that wants to metaphysically be Mistabek and not Mokum that there was Kedusha. The Tumah, I mean, we don't know how this metaphysically. He gives you a mushal later on. But if you had. It's like two vessels. One of them used to be filled with honey, and one of them used to be filled with dung. The one that was filled with honey is going to attract all the flies and the one that was filled with zevel, it's not going to be the same. Since he was malei with kedusha of Torah, and now the Torah left, so the tumah sets in. The tumah sets in a greater way. However that works, but the point is the reason why Klal Yisrael has such a level of tumah when the kedusha leaves is because they had that kedusha. And where does that kedusha come from? Zos chukas haTorah, because Klal Yisrael has Torah in them. So therefore, that explains why they have a higher level of kedusha. And since they have a higher level of kedusha, when that kedusha leaves, that's when the tumah sets in a greater. It sort of reminds me, we did in a packet I think last year, where the Ramban writes a letter to his son when he visited Eretz Yisrael, and he was telling his son, he says, I see Eretz Yisrael and I see all the makomos that used to be kadosh, and I see that kol hamekudesh mechavero is mukhrav mechavero. That any place that had more kedusha originally now has a mask, has more tumah there, because there's some attraction that the kochos atum have to the place that once had a level of kedusha. But zos chukas haTorah, that makes a Jew different. And even a Jew, we believe that every single Jew, even if they're not learned, and even if they didn't go to yeshiva, and even if they don't know, but they also have Torah in them. The Malach taught them Torah, and that's how Rav Shacht explains that every Yid is a kedushas, is what? Is Tashmisha Kedusha. And after he dies, he can't just throw him out. It's not Tashmisha Mitzvah, it's Tashmisha Kedusha. Tashmisha Kedusha comes from the Kedusha's Ksav inside of him, from the Sefer, because every Jew, even a non-religious Jew, even though a unknowledgeable Jew, has Kedusha's Sefer Torah, has Kedusha's Ksav. And that's the Yisod that we should take advantage. With Baruch Hashem, we're in a community, we interact with so many people, we should take advantage of this opportunity to know people, to befriend people, to be machshiv people, to, right, that's part of life. Life is not to be a loner, life is, Jewish life is to be together with Yidden and help people out, and interact, and make people happy, and do chesed, because when you do that, then you're makir, the level of kedusha that this, just like there's an Indian, we mechabed a sefer Torah. The sefer Torah comes in, we will stand up, right? So you have to realize that every Jew has kedusha sefer Torah, and it's even to a higher level than the sefer Torah itself. Every Jew, even the non-firm Jew, even the unknowledgeable Jew, all has kedusha Yisrael. Kedusha Yisrael is the highest kedusha that we have in Yiddishkeit. It's not the Sefer Torah, it's not the Mishkan, it's not the Mikdash, it's not Shabbos, it's Kedushas Yisrael. And we should take that and be makir, and be machshiv. And even though some of them might, you know, have different views and different things, we shouldn't lose sight of, as Rav Hutner wrote in one of the Mamorim, that really Avas Yisrael stems from Kedushas Yisrael. That the reason why you have to have Avas Yisrael is because the person has Kedusha Yisrael. That's why Rav Hutner writes that if you loved somebody because you thought he's a nice guy and you didn't realize he's a Yid, so you weren't Mekayim Avas Yisrael. The Avas Yisrael has to stem from the fact that you know he's Yisrael, and therefore he has Kedusha Yisrael, and therefore you love him because of that. You could love him more because you like his this, his that, and the other thing. But the basic minimum love of Av Yisrael comes from the Kedusha Yisrael, and Kedusha Yisrael is the highest level of Kedusha that we have. We have so many things that are Kaddish in Yiddishkeit, but the Kedusha Yisrael. We have Torah Yisrael, says the Tana de Eliyahu. Which one? Yisrael. Yisrael even beats the Torah. Kodesh Yisrael Hashem, Reishis Tvuaso. And that we see in this week's Parsha of the hierarchy between the Mishkan, then Shabbos, and Israel. We see it with the Samonei HaKtoris, that represents the whole Tzibur, and the whole Tzibur means even Posh Yisrael, because the Gemara in Krisa says that a Tainis that doesn't have Posh Yisrael participating is not a Tainis. So you have to have Posh Yisrael also. Meaning we don't exclude. Halvai, we shouldn't have poshim anymore. But it means we have to. We shouldn't be exclusionary. We should love all the Jews, even Jews that are not, that are different. And we should realize that you bring a Jew into the world is bana olam mole, and you disunified. That's Torah toeva. That's milchashav, and that's what we're, and that's parshas parah. Those chukas haTorah. Why does this tuma by mace? Because there was so much Kedusha there before. Where does it come from? Zoschu Kasatorah. From the Torah that was Mushras, and as Rav Shechter says, that any time you learn, that's Kedusha's Kasav on you. And even if you didn't learn, there's also an imprint of Kedusha on you from the Malach. And this is the big Yisod, which to bring together Parshas Kisisa together with the Chukas HaTorah of Parah Adumah.